That, of course, is Tom Petty from his record. Let me just fix this. Hello. Yeah, here I am. Okay, good. That's Tom Petty from his record Long After Dark, released back in 82 with Change of Heart. And that's, oh, wow, now I can hear myself. This is Anita B. That's who I am. And my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm, I hit a wrong button on the board and nothing was working, but we're good. And it's been a really long time since I've been here. I should have started with The Waiting by Tom Petty. I was gonna, and then I forgot. Anyways, I've been battling traffic. I had parent-teacher conferences with the teachers of my kids on the other side of town. I managed to jam a McWrap down my throat in the car on the way over here. And so, phew, I made it. UBC's on the other side of town from East Vancouver, which is where I live, East Van. And yeah, I'm just like decompressing. I made it barely on time, so that's a good thing. And I have a funny story, kind of funny. As I was like running across campus in my flip-flops and contemplating my dinner, which again was a McWrap in my car, and I managed to, of course, get it all over myself. You know, lettuce and mayo all over my body in the car. I'm like, so I pull into McDonald's drive-thru, and I'm like, oh, hello, Mr. Avila, one of my students, a kid I taught last year, actually. And he's like, oh, hi, Ms. B. And I'm like, hey, yeah, hey, okay. He's like, you got the McWrap, right? And I was like, I guess so. Is it, do you just call it all McWrap at this place? And he's like, what? And then I was like, what do you mean? And we're looking at each other. And he's like, you got the McWrap, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, I thought you were referring to it as the McWrap. And I just, anyways, it was a moment. I ate the McWrap. And here I am. All right. Okay, so Tom Petty, let's get back to him. As you all know, sadly, very tragically, last day, he passed away, I think. What is the date today? Today's what, Wednesday? No, I feel like it might have been Monday now. and I was in a serious funk. Not good. I wore my contacts that day, and they were just like blurry, and I couldn't see anything, and I just managed to get through the day. Because I just saw Tom Petty in July. And so for any of us who saw him very recently on his 40th anniversary tour, it was weird. And any fan, like most people, anybody who likes music for the most part should like Tom Petty. I'm a massive fan, so much so I actually have a tattoo. I saw him in Detroit at what used to be called the Pine Knob Amphitheater, whatever. And it was a good show. It was July 18th. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was outdoors, perfect weather. And they did not play The Waiting, though, which is one of my favorite songs, as well as Change of Heart, which we just played. But I read his documentary. I read his autobiography. Not an autobiography. I read one of the many biographies that was released on Tom Petty. I feel like I know more about this guy than I should. And he didn't quite make it to 67. Yeah, he's a Libra, born in October. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. He's had a long life of a lot of good breaks. He worked very, very hard for his success. Worked incredibly hard, of course, from Gainesville, Florida. Made his way out to California in the early days of his career, I guess in like the mid-70s. He was born in 1950. Now, an interesting fact about Tom Petty, if you did not know this, which I found fascinating, is that he is a quarter native. Yeah, his, hold on, his father, Earl, is half, I want to say Seminole, but I might be mistaken. I think they're originally from Georgia, his dad's side. So his dad is actually half native on his maternal side. Yeah. And then Tom's dad married a very blonde woman. And Tom and his brother were conceived, of course. And Tom was a towhead. He was like really blonde as a kid. And his father was happy genetically for his son because he had experienced a lot of racism and a lot of discrimination. Yeah, so that's Tom's background. A really sort of hard scrabble life early on. His dad was really, I don't know, verbally abusive. he was really rough on him, and as well physically, I guess. His mother was his sort of his saving grace, if you will. She died. Why am I telling you the whole story of Tom Petty? I don't know. Just because I'm fascinated by him, and he's now gone. Anyways, toward the end of his life, it took me a long time to read the book, but I finally finished it. And toward the end of his life, he suffered from heroin addiction for at least a year after the breakup of his with his wife, which was way too long in coming. And then he got together with Dana, who was his present wife, if you will. And there you go. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to some music. So I'm here until 8. And again, it's been 3 months since I've done my show here. Now, the format of my show is all Canadian. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway is the name of it. But I've been sort of breaking out and playing other countries' music. Musics? The music of other countries, yeah. Anyway, so what do we have tonight? So I've got on deck, I've got some Jawbreaker. I've got, let's look at my phone here. I'm gonna play some Superconductor. I haven't played those guys in ages. I think I'm gonna play some Mao as well. Makers, let's see. Some Needles and Pins. Yeah, as well as a bunch of other bands. So let's get it going. The next band I've got right here, as I mentioned, is it up? Ugh. Nope. Okay, we're good. Just give me a second here. I hit the wrong button. Oh, God. Yes, here we're good. Here we go. We're good. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I just had such a crazy busy day. If I seem out of sorts, it's because I worked all day, of course, and it's just been nonstop. Whatever, you don't care. Okay, so I'm going to play us something here from the record Unfun. I think it was released in 1990. This is the band Jawbreaker, and they recently played. Whoops, hold on a second. They recently played in Chicago, a reunion show, so that was pretty good. I was told it was pretty amazing. So, what is wrong with me? Seriously, guys, I'm having some problems. It's a full moon tonight. It's a full moon. Technically, it's like tomorrow morning-ish. Tomorrow, maybe around noon or something. But yeah, it's full moon fever, speaking of Tom Petty. All right, finally, on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, this here is Jawbreaker with the song Want.
Baby. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at MediaMakingChange.org.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was a band called Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. Yes, it's plural. With the song Talk to Her. Now, those guys are out of Toronto, Sam Coffey was a former mechanics assistant. The video is pretty hilarious, pretty rock and roll. Anyways, you can find that on their record released, I think it was back in 2001, I believe so, called, it's self-titled, so Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. All right, before that we heard something from Local Guys and One Gal, Slow Learners. They're a three-piece female drummer, two boys. We heard the song The Screen from their 2014 record Grow On You. Well, it might be an EP. It doesn't have a lot of songs, so I guess that counts as an EP. And I just saw Slow Learners, actually, the other night. It was on Sunday night, actually, with my friend Jess. And I hadn't seen those guys in ages. And they were, like, way better than I even remembered them. And I've always loved slow learners. You'll hear me play them a fair amount on my show. And I was just like blown away. It was like one of the best shows I've seen in a really long time. So check those guys out. Now, the lead singer, his name is John, and he has a new band. It's called Brutal Poodle. And those guys are just happening now. So I've heard a lot about them. I haven't seen them, but I've heard good reviews. So that's Slow Learners. And then in there before that, we heard the band Mao from their 1996 Mint record, The Unforgiving Sounds of, we heard Ms. Lefevre. And Mao, of course, features Nico Case. That right there was Nico Case singing that song, I believe. Oh, let's see. Oh my goodness, I played so many songs. I got lazy. I haven't talked. And then we had Needles and Pins in there before that. Off their new Mint record entitled Goodnight Tomorrow, we heard the song All the Same. Now, Needles and Pins just finished, well, I don't know, a month or so ago, a tour across the states. And they are a three-piece. Speaking of slow learners, they are comprised of a female drummer and two dudes. And most notably, I play baseball with Adam. Super nice guy, very chill. And I was very fortunate to actually cross paths with them when I was in Detroit this summer. So that's why I was not doing my show this summer, because I was away. I actually bought a house in Detroit, people. Yes, I did. And now it's like, oh, I'm trying to like manage this property from a long distance and try to get like everything hooked up, like the electricity and the water and... oh, good Lord. What have I gotten myself into? Anyways, it's all good. I'm not complaining. But anyways, back to Needles and Pins. I had the pleasure of seeing them in Hamtramck, which is a fun suburb of Detroit. And I call this, it's really like an inurb, because the city of Detroit developed around two municipalities, Highland Park and, of course, Hamtramck. And those two places are, I think they're next to each other. Yeah, I think they're bordering. And right up Woodward. Anyways, long story short, the city of Detroit surrounds these suburbs. It's the oddest thing ever. Hamtramck is a traditionally Polish place. And you don't care. Okay, enough about my geography of Detroit. Let's see. Yeah, it's 7:04. My name is Anita B, in case you're curious. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where I play mostly Canadian music. And I've done pretty well. Of the 6 bands I've played, 4 have been Canadian. Yeah. And as time goes on, I seem to play less Canadian. I've been doing this show forever. I've been at CITR since, like, I don't know, 03? I've been doing a show since 2003. Is it 2017, really? Because that's really freaky. Anyways, what am I rambling about? What do we have next? Let's see, Anita. Let's see. Oh. What do I have ready for us? I've got some stuff, don't I? Yeah, I do. Of course I do. Sorry, I've had a very long day and I'm just kind of like zoning out. A Tribe Called Quest, that's what we got next. This is what we have. I'm very excited. Now, A Tribe Called Quest, this is fascinating. They were formed in Queens. I didn't realize it was this long ago, in 85, 1985. A Tribe Called Quest is one of my favorite bands, maybe ever. They're up there. I mean, there's a lot of bands I claim as my favorite. They're one of my favorites for sure, though. If you know A Tribe Called Quest, you know Q-Tip and Fife Dog. Let's see, Jarobi White. He was on their first record. Point of my story is that, sadly, was it less than a year ago? Oh, no, it was over. It was about a year and a half ago. Fife Dog died of complications from diabetes, of all things. Yeah, he was the short guy. He was the, 5-foot assassin? Anyways, very, very awful. I was in the Dominican Republic when I found out, and I was just, like, sort of freaked out by the whole deal. But anyways, they came out with a new record back in November. So not even a year, not quite a year ago. So 11 months ago, they released this amazing record ever. Like, it's so diverse and bizarre and amazing. I don't know. I can't even talk. So we're going to hear a song that I like off it. This is called Kids. Let's see. Where am I at here? Do I have the right one? Yeah, I think we're good. Okay. Let's see that I'm good here. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so this record again. Now, this song features Andre 3000, of course, from Outkast. And you have to do is listen to this record with your headphones on and maybe smoke a J. Just saying, it kind of makes it, it's super intensely good, is all I can say. All right, let's see that I'm good here. Oh, geez, I've got some serious problems. Yeah, gotta close these windows. All right, let's try this again. Okay, my brain is starting to settle down. All right, let's try this again. This again, as I mentioned, on CITR 101.9 FM. And if I didn't tell you, it's been 3 months since I've done my show. So maybe that's why I sound particularly, I don't know, special. I don't know. But the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is the song Kids featuring Andre 3000 on Tribe Called Quest. It should be. Should be working. What's wrong with me? Okay. Good Lord. Let me try this again. Let's see if this works. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna play a Tribe Called Quest in a bit. How about we do that? I've got some other songs though. That's all good. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry for wasting all your time. Okay, what do I have, Anita? I'm going through my list. And I have for us, that was supposed to play, but it's not. How about, I can do this. The Makers. That's what I'm going to play. The Makers. These guys are out of Washington State. and they are, I've seen these guys in Seattle before. Let's take a look here. The Makers. The record is called Psychosexualis. Hold on. Psychosex. Sorry, guys. Oh, boy. Oh, good. Here we are. The song is called "On." Are You on the Inside or the Outside of Your Pants? It's from the record Psychopathia Sexualis. These guys, again, are from Washington State, but not from Seattle. They're from, I want to say, I don't know, somewhere in the interior of the state. It escapes me. Now, these guys, total garage rock on what record label? I should know this. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let me just shut up so you can listen to the band on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
just love this day and I.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Catlow. From the record Pinkly Things, we heard two songs. We heard, let's make sure I stop that. What did we hear? Red Leaves, and then the song before that was House Arrest. And you can find that on a Bandcamp release of Catlow's. That was like 5 years ago already. I can't believe it. So Catlow is Natasha Thirsk. Now, Natasha Thirsk, I know from way back when, her band was the Dirt Mitts, and my old band and her band used to play like all the time. We were in the same scene, totally. The Dirt Mitts, what were they? Were like a three-piece girl band, pretty much. Oh, well, they had a guy drummer, and my old band was three girls. So when we all got together, there was a lot of female pheromones, I guess. We crossed paths actually on tour as well with the Dirt Mitts. I think it was like London, Ontario. And we partied and we all crashed in the same hotel room. Wow. All right. Let's move on. Before that, speaking of female pheromones, we've got Wild Flag. I love those guys. Now, Wild Flag is Carrie Brownstein, and you've got Mary Timoney. Oh, God, Janet Weiss. So, of course, Janet and what's her face? I just said her name. They're from Sleater-Kinney. Carrie. Carrie and Janet. My brain just stopped for a second. And Mary Timoney, formerly of the band Helium, and she's now in the band X-Hex, who I love. Anyways, Wild Flag was like this super group. I mean, I think there was one or two other girls, all female. They were so good. I don't think I got to see them live. Wild Flag. No, I feel like I missed them. I just missed them. But that song, Electric Band, is so good. Their whole record is amazing. So if you get a chance, well, to download it or buy it or whatever, do so, because you will not be disappointed. All right. Now, before that, we heard The Makers from their release from, I don't know, like the late 90s, Psychopathia Sexualis. Yeah. Are You on the Inside or the Outside of Your Pants? That song really wants to make me dance. Yeah, it's so good. All right, 729 is the time. You are listening to CITR. We are located on the campus of UBC. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all for the next 31 minutes. And I'm playing a whole assortment of just different things. So I was talking about Mary Timony there. I'm going to play X-Hex, actually. Not right now, but after I play Built to Spill. Yeah, I'm going to play some Built to Spill. We're going back to like 1999. I love this record so much. We're going to hear the song Carry the Zero. Let's see, as I got it right here. Yep. And this is from their 1999 release, Keep It Like a Secret. So good. So many good songs on this record. I didn't even know which song to play. I did see these guys way back when at, what's that big festival in Seattle in September? Bumbershoot. That's right, Bumbershoot. Yeah, and they were so crazy good. I just, wow. Can't even describe how awesome Built to Spill were. And they recently played that festival that Jawbreaker played in Chicago. So they're still around. Anyways, here we go. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
We'll be right back. another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Leave it. Yo, what's up, P? Yo, nothing, man. Just cool and kick back in the studio with DJ Scratch and my man Frank B. Reminiscing about how we was trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, P, tell him what's up, man.
We was cooling in my car one day, you see. Clocking a double nickel on the L.I.E. When it dawned on us that it was 10 o'clock. Turn on the tunes to hear the DJs rock. The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping. E and I was cooling, with this minutes we was snapping. In and out of fantasies on how large we can get. Cooling rocks and Benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone. Stupid booming systems with the hands-free foam. The dream gets better and I would like to go on, but I was brought back to reality by a toot of a horn. Smoke everywhere, oh just what we needed. On the way to shop our demo in the car overheated. Feeling real low, low enough to die. Holding up traffic on the FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the festive gear. E-Double had to push YMD stare. They were in our dreams, the crew with golden limos. And all we kept saying was please listen to my demo. 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 Please listen to my demo.
In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped in B68 and broke north. Walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings whole 9 yards, so enchanting. Thinking if we got a chance, we could rock it. Funky Fresh demo tape in my pocket, we was walking and got this twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and P had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a farewell sock and a sleeping bag staff. People started smiling inside, we buck wildin'. Saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very calm. But me and P were like, yo E, where did we sign? We're in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dollar lines, now we fresh record members. Had dreams of fancy cars and limos, and all I wanted was somebody to listen to my demo.
Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
All right, that right there, folks, is EPMD. With the song Please Listen to My Demo, and you can find that on their 89 record Unfinished Business. So good. I actually almost saw EPMD this summer in Detroit, except I missed them, and I say that, so I went to go see Run DMC, which was amazing. It was like a killer crazy show right on the Detroit River at Shane Park. If you ever get a chance to see a show at Shane Park, do it, please. It's killer. I saw the Parliament Funkadelic, no joke, there like 20 years ago, about that. Something like that. Yeah, it was so great. Anyways, so I went to go see Run DMC and who was it? Rock'em. I was going to say Eric B. and Rock'em. But anyways, it was just Rock'em. And then EPMD opened, but I missed EPMD, which is a shame. Anyways, but Run DMC was great. It was a great show. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Ottawa band, the Steve Adamick band, with a song Front to Back off of their 2013 7-inch entitled Monterey. And you can find that on Hosehead Records. All right. And then X-Hex was in there before that with one of my favorite songs, Hot and Cold. And that was originally released, I believe, on Merge Records as a 7-inch. Yes. The time is 7:46. Hey, let's look at the weather. Let's see what's going on. Weather Vancouver. That's where we're at. And let's see what I can tell you guys. So today is Wednesday, of course. Oh, you know what tonight is? I like to look at tonight as being the full moon night. And I say that because the full moon is scheduled to occur at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock tomorrow or something in the afternoon. However that works, but it does. Scientifically, all the calculations have been done. And so therefore, tonight's like a full moon. And then, so tonight the moon would be waxing. Wax on? So it's going up, meaning it's going to be as full as it can be sort of early tomorrow or in the middle of tomorrow. And then by tomorrow night's quote unquote full moon, it's going to be like waning. So anyways, that's tonight. So, you know, full moon fever, people. Speaking of Tom Petty, who recently passed away the other day. Anyways, let's look at the weather. So tonight, the low is 8 degrees Celsius. That's the overnight low, which should be occurring at around 6 a.m. And then tomorrow, Thursday, the high, oh, look at that, 18 degrees Celsius. That looks like a nice day. And sunny. So 18 and sunny. Friday is going to be a few showers, high of 15. Then we hit the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, highs of 14 with mainly sunny skies. Yeah, look at that. It's not bad. Not bad at all. And then Monday, it's sunny. Now, we're already well into October. So that means that at this point, you know, it's going to be changing kind of soon. So if you know anything about Vancouver weather, and if this is your first rainy season in Vancouver, all I can say is good luck. Says this sad sufferer, but whatever. So far, so good. I'll probably have to go away someplace sunny over the holidays. That usually helps me. But yeah, I have 12 minutes until this show is complete. And what do I have next, Anita? Well, let's see, Anita. I have, what do I have? I've got Sore Points, the band Sore Points. These guys are a local band. I think there's three of them. I should know this. I've never seen them play, though. Sore Points. These guys are comprised of members of other bands. So you've got Trevor, I think, on drums. And you've got Shane Grass, who is sometimes in the Isotopes and Nervous Talk. And of course, look at that. You've got Patrick from Hosehead Records. Patrick's a sweet guy. So it's a three-piece. They're very punk rock, very good and catchy. And again, I've only heard good things about them live. So we're going to hear the song Algomania. And you can find this on a 7-inch that you can buy if you'd like. Go to Hosehead Records or go to their Bandcamp. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to listen to them. And I think I'll say goodbye in a bit because I'll be out of here in, 10 minutes? Anyways, my show is only every second week. So I'll be back in 2 weeks from now. Here we go. This is Sore Points on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oopsie daisy, I'm sorry guys. Whoa, that wasn't good. That's literally hitting the wrong button. Okay, let me just see if I can get that back. Ugh, good lord. Okay, I'll try this again. You know what? Here's the deal. I wanted to play this song called Algomania. I played Don't Want To. We heard most of that. So let's go to Algomania. Let's try this all over again. We can do that, can't we? This again is Sore Points. The Vancouver band. We got Shane, Mitch, and Trevor. And there we go. I believe Patrick is in this band too. Anyways, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You know, Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, Tom. 1950 to 2017. I'm going to miss you. All right. I'm out of here. McConan is up next with his show, Mixed Cassette. Here he is. Yay, McConan. And you're here for an hour, correct? Yeah. Yes, you are. And then what show's on after?
I believe it's The Eric Show.
So tune in at 9. 9. Yeah, that's right. I'm pretty good with my math there. All right, cool. So we got McConan, and I'm going to leave us with, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll leave us with another Tom Petty song just so you have some time to get yourself settled in. There we go. All right. Good night, guys.